Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. This is Scott Morozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. A 23-year-old man from Bad Axe was hospitalized with minor injuries after his electric scooter collided with a pickup truck in the Walmart parking lot Wednesday. Authorities said the man was riding east through the lot when he entered the path of a northbound 2024 Ford Maverick operated by a 72-year-old Bad Axe resident. The scooter rider reportedly did not yield before crossing and was struck and thrown to the ground. Police noted the scooter was traveling at high speed before the crash. The driver of the Ford Maverick was not hurt, and both vehicles had minimal damage. Bad Axe police were assisted by emergency crews from Central Huron Ambulance and Bad Axe Fire Department at the scene. A gun case holding two firearms yesterday along M53 near Soper Road in Colfax Township reportedly after falling off a passing vehicle. Sheriff Kelly Hansen is urging anyone who traveled through the area at that time and is missing guns to reach out to the Huron County Sheriff's Office during regular business hours, 989-269-6500, and ask for Deputy Bismack, or contact Huron Central Dispatch at 989-6421 after hours. Trevor T. Relliford, formerly known as Trevor Brownlee, pleaded no contest to charges related to a drunk driving crash involving a Michigan State Police vehicle on Interstate 75 in Saginaw County. The incident occurred on January 29th of this year when Relliford, driving under the influence with a blood alcohol level of 0.127, struck a stationary patrol car with its emergency lights activated during a traffic stop. The collision caused injury to a trooper and damage to the patrol vehicle and a civilian vehicle. Relliford faces charges including failing to use due care under Michigan's Move Over law, operating a vehicle while intoxicated, and driving without insurance. The Move Over law violation is a felony that carries a potential 2-year prison sentence and a fine, and Judge Darnell Jackson indicated a likely 2-year prison sentence for Relliford. He's had previous criminal history as a juvenile lifer, having been sentenced to life without parole in 1990 for a murder committed as a teenager. He was resentenced in 2018 to 29 to 60 years and was paroled in 2018 after serving over 28 years. His upcoming sentencing for the recent charges is pending before Judge Jackson.
Riding along in my automobile.
If you're looking to get into a new Buick or GMC, now is the time to shop Flannery Auto Mall with low rates and stellar customer service. Lease a Flannery 2025 Buick Envista with heated seats and steering wheel, adaptive cruise, power driver seat, lane change, and rear cross traffic alert, remote start, and much more for as low as $343 per month. Or a Flannery 2026 GMC Terrain Elevation with all-wheel drive, heated seats and steering wheel, 15-inch infotainment with Google Maps, lane departure, blind zone, cross traffic alert, park assist, and much more for as low as $385 a month. Lease a Flannery 2025 GMC Sierra Elevation Crew Cab with four-wheel drive for as low as $333 per month. Buick, exceptional by design. Lease prices based on 2000 Buick signing, 36 months, 12,000 miles per year. Visit Flannery Auto Mall, 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe. See dealer for details or go to FlanneryAutoMall.com.
And playing the radio with no particular place to go.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And we're back. An Arizona jury has convicted a man accused of killing 8 people during a shooting spree in the Metro Phoenix area in 2017. Cleophas Cooksey Jr.'s trial came more than 7 years after the killings due to repeated delays caused by the pandemic. The 43-year-old was accused of murder and other charges stemming from the fatal shootings in Phoenix and nearby Glendale over a 3-week span. The jury also found Cooksey guilty of crimes including kidnapping, sexual assault, and armed robbery. The sentencing portion of the trial begins Monday. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. And overseas, Iran has likely carried out an undeclared missile test at its Imam Khomeini spaceport. According to satellite photos analyzed by the Associated Press, Iran has not formally acknowledged last week's test at a circular pad that has hosted other major launches by the country's civilian space program. A single lawmaker in Iran's parliament, however, claimed without offering evidence that Tehran tested a possible intercontinental ballistic missile. The test and the claim raise concerns that Iran may be trying to expand the reach of its missiles as tensions remain high ahead of United Nations sanctions, which are likely to be reimposed this weekend over Tehran's nuclear program. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News Update for this 9 o'clock hour, and it was brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.